Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
What's up, everybody? Quinn here. I hope you're having a great week so far. Mine has been a bit full of ups and downs. I had a hijacker earlier this week on my on the product that Amazon picked to be the number one hot new item. So immediately somebody jumped on that listing and I had to fight them off. So I was on the phone with customer support, with Amazon support, for about half an hour. And we got them out. It must be a record half an hour hijacker out of my listing. I'm a bit more excited now. I was a little bit worried earlier, but now that's all great. So I have a question today from Richard, who wants to know, what do you do to get ready to Q4? So Q4, for those that don't know, and I guess everybody should know this, but Q4 is fourth quarter or quarter four, which is when you're selling online, it's the best time of the year to be an online seller. There's going to be Christmas, there's going to be Cyber Monday, there's going to be Hot Tuesday, there's going to be Pancake Wednesday, and Black Friday. So I hope you're all excited for that. I hope you are all ready. What I've done so far is I've ordered a couple C cans of material, of product, a different kind, obviously, but I just packed them up into the two C cans so I could save myself some shipping costs. And everything is on the way. Well, I mean, it's not on the way yet. There's a few of them that are ready. One of the units is a bit delayed. That product is almost one C-can by itself. All the other stuff, as soon as it's ready, it will take off to Amazon.com. My Canadian Amazon account, because the market is obviously not the same size as the US, and the products that I sell in Canada are not always the same one as I sell in the US, I can do air shipping to Canada. It's lower quantity, lower volume, and the products themselves are actually smaller. The bigger size units I don't have in Canada, which maybe I should, but at this point, it doesn't make sense to me just because of the lower demand. I'll just keep them in the US. Anyway, now that the products are getting ready or being shipped, all I have to do is make sure my listings are up to date, make sure my keywords in the back end are only up to the 250 characters. So I don't know if you guys know that, but now we're not allowed to have the 5,000 characters or 2,000 characters in the back end like you used to in those fields, those file lines that we have for keywords. The maximum allowed now is the 250 bytes, which is equivalent to 250 characters, unless you're using different symbols and hats on your letters. You can have 250 characters total on your back end. So make sure to have all the juicy keywords on the front end, on your bullet points. Make sure your title is nice and ready. Some of the products that are on the way here for the quarter four or for the fourth quarter, some of the products are brand new to me. So those listings, when I create the listing, I create it, you know, just make a quick listing so I can get the Amazon shipping labels, so I can send to my manufacturer, so I can get the FNSKU, which is the Amazon barcode, so I can send it to my manufacturer as well, so I can print it on my box. So my boxes come with the FNSKU, comes printed on the box. I don't have to put any labels or anything. So that's why I create my listing in a hurry. And then now that the product is ready, I go back, and now with my sample, I get the professional pictures taken with the white background. I get my bullet points filled, and I spend a full day on the bullet points for each. You know, I do a tiny bit of copywriting just because I've been doing it for so long that I kind of learned it with some of the best. So I do another thing I do is I enter 5 keywords into my title. And the reason why they do this is so I can capture the canonical URL. In case you don't know what the canonical URL is, I'll explain. You know, when you click on any product, it doesn't need to be your own product, any product that you click on, do a search, click on something, open it up, and now look at the URL. The URL is going to be amazon.com/the ASIN number/a few keywords. So if your product is a coffee press, let's say your title, you enter, you know, coffee press with non-slip base. When you look at your URL, because Amazon is going to pick 5 random keywords from your title to create this URL. So your URL can read, you know, amazon.com/your ASIN number/press with non-slip base. So you can miss, let's say, the coffee press. You can miss that, which is the most important one. And normally your title will be bigger than this. So you can miss several of the best ones. So what I do is I create a title with five keywords, 5 of the best keywords. I throw it in there and then I just let it sit until the product arrives. And this way, Amazon is forced to create a canonical URL with my best keywords. And now that your keywords are in the URL, now they're on your title, they're in your bullet points, your chances of getting to the top for that keyword are very, very good. So anyway, I create my listing. I make sure everything on my listing is up to date. I have, you know, another month and a half to make these listings shine and get them ready for Q4. So that's some important stuff. And I also throw in a few extra keywords that for the rest of the season maybe are not needed. And I throw them in there right about now, kind of give them 2-3 months, or sorry, 1-2 months to index, just kind of so in December when everybody else is running out of stock and I still have a ton, I start getting all those sales and I get all the velocity. And by the time somebody comes back into stock, I'm already top dog. So before I go, I want to thank everybody that listens to the show. That really means a lot to me. Also, let me know if you have any questions or any feedback. You can contact me and let me know kind of what you want to see in the show. Ask me a question. You can go to qasellingonline.com. Ask your question. You can write it. You can ask it with your own voice. And I'll feature it here in the show. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. Go out there and always profit.